Welcome to Getting Real Estate with Josh and Casey.
Josh Lenhart from Director's Mortgage.
And I'm Casey Spohr with John L. Scott. Recording. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Awesome.
Our lighting's so good. Okay. I think we sound okay, guys. So, all right.
You good?
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello. A new month.
Well, we might end up posting this in the same month because it was kind of behind last time. And then, you know, summer's coming and
we're playing catch up. We're busy.
Life is busy. Life is so busy.
It's not a bad thing. The real estate industry is seemingly picking up a bit from the summertime, which is not bad.
It's a great thing. I'm wildly overwhelmed and I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah, same. After the last year and a half, 2 years, it's nice to be getting phone calls.
Yeah. It's been good. Today we have a guest. Her name is Sabrina Haskett.
Yes.
And that's okay. Yeah. She is with Stroll Magazine. So welcome to our podcast.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I am super excited to be here.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, for those listening, what is Stroll Magazine?
Yes. So essentially, Stroll Magazine is a local community magazine. We send out our monthly publications to two neighborhoods local to Eugene, both North Gillam and as well as Southwest Hills, which I recently took over
congratulations.
Just a few months ago.
You know, that's awesome.
Yes, thank you so much. And it's been such a pleasure, learning a little bit more about the community as well as the local businesses.
Wonderful. So what does the magazine locally entail for those neighborhoods?
Yes, the residents get to implement putting photos of their children, of their families, pets, local events, and even initiatives that they're into locally.
Wonderful.
So if they're involved in different community programs and stuff like that, or if they're volunteering, or what kind of stories do the families usually submit?
Yes, it could definitely be, I believe there's an article where a resident talked about their involvement with Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I love Ronald McDonald House.
Yes, I've seen that you ran with them at the...
Eugene
Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as another local one would be CASA. So I know that there's some people who submitted their photos. They get to talk about how they're giving back to the community. And then, there could be athletes of the month and pets. Pets is huge. So all of the animal lovers out there, we love seeing what kind of pets you have and, all the adorable names that go with them as well.
We're both dog owners.
Yes.
And pet lovers.
Yes. We're both obsessed with our dogs.
Absolutely. And so the whole goal, it sounds like people submitting these things for the magazine, is that then in turn, there are other companies and marketing type opportunities that can then enhance or be marketed to these communities.
Exactly. So the businesses that want to partner with us is what keeps this magazine going. And, word of mouth is huge for this community. So those that have built reputation, whether they're just beginning or, they're pretty tenured in the community, they look to this magazine as a resource or a guide for them to say who they would like to do business with. So from real estate agents, from the contractors to local banks, and everything kind of in between.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. And how, I know you and I had coffee and we kind of chatted about your journey getting into it, but why don't you share with people how you got involved in Stroll Magazine and what, I think your work history is very interesting.
Yeah, what did you do before leading into this?
Prior to this, I had a pretty decent tenure in the tech community local to Eugene, and then took some time off. And after that, I started networking and meeting folks around the community. I live in North Gillam, and so met some people through going to the park, and got entered into the insurance world, and then met more people. You know, that's kind of my background, is connecting with folks that are around here. And through some of those folks with the insurance company, I met the other local owner of Stroll North Gillam, and we kind of just hit it off, and she told me about this wonderful opportunity and kind of went from there. And it really spoke to me, because not only do I love to meet new people, talk to new people, but this really shows how the community is so close-knit. And mm-hmm. when you don't know your neighbors, this kind of gives you an insight who lives down the street and, you know, what they're about, who they are. And, you know, from empty nesters to people with children still, and gives you that insight that you probably wouldn't know unless you, you know, walk down the street or knocked on their door.
Yeah, so it kind of stitches the community, your community together. So you have North Gillam, you have Southwest Hills. Like, is there a plan for Stroll to expand it to different neighborhoods, or to just kind of, like, those are just kind of their niche neighborhoods?
Yes, actually, I've been asked that quite a bit, and they are essentially our ideal neighborhoods as of now. But, you know, mm-hmm. as both being in real estate background, that as our community grows, then our company will take a look and see, as the growth is happening, where these established neighborhoods are. And if they're big enough, we will fill that need. I know we have one other, it's kind of like a mover's magazine that they're thinking about bringing here because of the influx of people who've made Lane County their home.
Okay, so movers in regard, like if people are moving from out of state into state, kind of that, like, magazine to kind of help expose them to the community, or?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, where do you shop? Where do you eat? Where exactly, you know, where do people go and hang out? And, you know, that's kind of on a little bit down the line for me. But if that comes to where the growth is happening, I would love to, that'd be my next step, to grow this magazine and in my career as well.
That, I love that, because one of my favorite things as a realtor, I work with a lot of, like, relocation people, especially this year. Like, my business has been really, like, relocation heavy, people moving from out of state. And I love Eugene. I love Eugene.
Yep.
I really do. Like, my husband, like, move in an instant. He's like, let's move. Like, he would move. He would be nomadic if I would let him. But I'm not that wandering spirit. But I love Eugene. And when I get to meet with clients that are coming from out of state, and I get to tell them about, like, my favorite coffee shops and my favorite, like, restaurants, and it literally makes me so happy. So I love that you kind of feel that way too, because, like, when you love your community and you love, like, I get excited to share, you know, take people to Farmers Union for the first time, or Vivo for the first time, or, like, tell them to go to Santo de la Torta or Taco Vor, or just, like, all the little, like, really fast. We're going to take a tangent. Have either of you been, I'm giving, like, this is a free plug for Santo. If I could get the owner on here, that's my goal, because I love this place, and it's small, it's hole in the wall. I need everybody to know about it, because I need it to stay in business. Santo de la Torta.
Okay.
Oh,
where
my God.
Where?
It's over off of, you know where Prince Puckler's is?
Yes.
Okay.
Right next to Prince Puckler's. In between Sweet Life, Prince Puckler's, Hey Neighbor, Santo is right in there. Their nachos, oh my God, they're so good.
To die for.
To die for. Second best margarita in town. Taco Bell's still number one. But so good.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, gotta add that to my list for sure.
Yes. Let's go.
Let's go.
And speaking of that, because we were talking before as well, and you were mentioning, like, the primary goal of the marketing, or the folks that you connect with, are not, like, big national chains. You connect with local people.
Yes, and that
companies and stuff that
we want to make sure that, you know, whether there's someone who moves into the neighborhood or someone well established, as our community grows, those that want to connect with these neighborhoods and have that awareness and continue to build that reputation in the community, they can do that, because this goes out monthly. Mm-hmm. And so this is continuously being in front of the right people that they want to have them do business with. And so it just, again, reestablishes the opportunity to be in front of these communities that also want to do business with the local companies and continue to see what's out there. And, you know, from, like you said, restaurants, I'm all about food. So let's, you know, grow, even in grown in that where you're like, okay, I got this new spot. And, you know, we see them pop up, especially when it's great. You always want to recommend anything that's, you've had a great experience, good food, you know, really just that whole experience goes along with, hey, I want to tell my friends. I want to tell my friends, my family, my community that this is what's recommended.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a testament too. I mean, when you came in and mentioned, you said it's been, Stroll has been around for 12 years, correct?
Stroll itself has been in business for 20 years. Okay. Southwest Hills has been in print for 12 of those years.
And when you say print, it's just like, it feels so archaic compared to the internet fast-paced world. So that, I feel like, is actually a huge bolster to the connection you have with the local communities. Like, people are invested, not just the residents that are living here, but the local communities want to be involved in this in a pretty powerful way, it seems like.
Yes. And, you know, we've been asked, oh my goodness, how in the world are you guys still printing? And how is it that it's working? And it's really awesome because it is working. And we've seen it all across the nation, and especially in our community locally, that the residents want to take a break from their screen. They want to open this and have that sense of touch to be able to read the stories behind. You know, and sometimes we do feature stories of the business owners, and getting to have that personality develop through writing and the photos that they put, it gives them the opportunity to say, hey, there's a person behind this business logo.
Yeah.
There's a person behind, you know, maybe they have a family, or, you know, just really whatever background that they get, and it personalizes doing business with the community.
Yeah. Like I said, I think that's a huge testament to, like, not only what you guys are doing, but the way in which you're encouraging local people and businesses to be involved. That it's not like, oh, we're just reaching out to whoever national company will sponsor us. It's like, we want to support local. Yes. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Which is what we love to do here on this podcast. Like, we love, like, we want to get all of the, like, if I could connect with every business owner for all of my favorite businesses in town and have them on here, like, I want to, because I want to see their businesses thrive. Like, I love them. I want them to have, you know, a lot of the places have been around for a while and they have good exposure and stuff like that. But, like, we want to provide, like, a free platform for them to just, like, for places like Santo, that's a new business and it's starting to get out there. Word of, I mean, do I enjoy that I can just go in and immediately get a seat and order food? Yes, I love that. But do I also, like, want to have to wait in line? Yeah, because I want, like, I think they're so good. I like their vibes. It's a small, you know, place, but, like, I want to see them thriving.
Thrive.
And so to give, our hope is to have, like, businesses come on and give them a platform to, like, which you're giving businesses kind of that same thing of giving them a platform so we continue to support them and they continue to stick around and hopefully see growth for themselves.
Yes, and I think as I've been networking just recently, I think everybody is under that impression, and especially those who are very committed to loving Eugene, Springfield, all of Lane County. And I, as I meet with other business owners, it's like, how do we grow and keep people in place to want to stay, to want to be here, and also be aware of, you know, what's going down on West Eugene versus north or south or west, east part of it, that as a whole, we are reestablishing that, hey, we're here to stay. We have businesses that have come and gone, but, you know, we, like you said, we don't want these businesses to go away, that we're like, we had a great connection, great experience, and how do we make that happen?
Yeah.
So it's like, we have to connect.
Yeah. You threaten your friends that if they don't go and your favorite business goes out of business, you're done.
We're not done.
Like, you're dead to me. If this business goes out and I told you to go eat there and you didn't, that's
every day.
Let that be a warning to both of you. No.
If
they go out of business, I hold you to personally responsible.
But it's interesting because I feel like, I mean, this is a whole deeper, like, philosophical thing, just that I won't deep dive into, but just that. In this world of, like, automated internet everything.
Yeah.
That at the root of so much of it, that, like, personal connection, customer service, doing right by somebody. And, like, you and I, like, Casey, we strive for that in our businesses where it's, like, that's what separates us from the online lenders, the online, you know, the Zillow, whatever. And these types of magazines are a testament that, like, I feel like it is not just casting the widest net anymore and being like, how can I get online and reach tens of thousands to get my business afloat? The things that are really starting to matter are the retention and repeat of the local business of people that care. Because you're giving them, you know, that community feel, that, you know, that customer service, that whatever, and not just like, oh, we're everywhere.
Yes, exactly. It's, you know, simplifying it and putting those businesses in front of the people on a consistent basis. And, you know, in the right time, it may not be, like you said, casting that huge wide net where you're like, oh, eventually someone's going to reach out to you because you've been seen every single place.
Right.
But more so, it's like fine tuning where you want to be seen and how often you're being seen on a consistent manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially within a local community where that stuff starts. I mean, we were talking before. This is Eugene is a big little town. Like, everybody knows everybody here.
Correct. Yeah.
Just sometimes, like, I think I talked about this. When I was getting ready to move here, I was in middle school, and I just remember, like, I'm from Lapine. Mm-hmm. It's like, if people don't know where I live, do you know where Lapine is?
Yeah, I do.
I'm from Lapine. Yeah, I grew up in Lapine until I was 12. And then when my mom was like, oh, we're going to move to, like, Springfield, I was like, oh, my God, it floods and schools get shot up. I was terrified because in my brain, like, Eugene and Springfield, that was the big city. Yep. Like, and then you know, I've lived here for 20 something years. I always say 17, and then I'm like, oh, you're so much
you're
older
old.
Than that. Yeah, I'm like, oh, no, it's like 24 years is how long I've lived here. And then you live here for that long, and you're like, oh, it really is. Like, we have things to do. It's not like a tiny little town. Like, we obviously have things to do, but we are, like you said, it's like a big little town and everybody is so interconnected and everybody knows everybody. And that's what I personally think is charming about it, depending on, you know, how you vibe with people. Maybe you don't find that charming, but like, I think it's, yeah, I no, find it's it very good. Charming. And yeah, that we just have stuff to do. And the other thing I do like too is I'm going to go meet my neighbors kind of person. Like, I don't really want to go meet my neighbor just because I don't know. I'm weird, but I have one neighbor. I have multiple neighbors. I have neighbors all around me, but, one neighbor that I'm like very close to, and like, we kind of organically met cause we're on the other side of the fence and she has kids and I have a kid and we just kind of met that way.
They have ladders going up the fence.
We do. We have ladders and our kids go over the fence. It's my favorite thing. But this is kind of cool because for people who maybe aren't super social but you don't want to be so disconnected from your neighbors, like, I think, oh my God, if something happened, I have one neighbor that I could, like, maybe climb the ladder and scream if I needed help. But, like, this kind of just gives you that connection. And it's like, obviously it's so great for the local businesses, but it's also like really so great for your immediate community.
Yes. And we just want to continue to, you know, give them the opportunity and, you know, our readers submit their families, just like I had mentioned earlier, and gives you that insight so that when you do see them walking down the street, especially, you know, we love this great weather currently.
Yeah.
That, you know, if they were featured before and you can say, hey, you know, I don't know you, but I saw you in Stroll and it's really great to meet you and your family. And it kind of gives you like an opportunity to not be so guarded because, you know, they, you know, for the ones that are maybe not submitting, if they see them, it's like, okay, I may be shy, but you might not be. So let's see each other. Let's talk. And, you know, especially, you know, the sentiment behind Stroll is, you know, as you're strolling through the neighborhood, getting that opportunity to meet it, it definitely gives you that window without knowing too much. It gives you some insight on who they are and what they do, and they get to share also like what their favorite restaurant or what they do in the community as well.
Yeah. And I do love that piece of, you said somebody wrote about how they're involved in the Ronald McDonald House. There's so many organizations in Eugene and Springfield for people to get involved in, but I do find that people are like, I want to get involved, but I don't know how, or I don't know what or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so this also, obviously you've got the community part, you've got the local business aspect, but there are a lot of people who are very involved in some of our organizations in town. And maybe that, I mean, that exposure is also just helping our nonprofits, which, you know, maybe to inspire somebody to donate or volunteer or whatever. And so that's just like an extra layer that's also adding immensely to our community.
Right. And then we get to share how to connect with those local communities. So outside of just saying, oh, you know, here's the company, Ronald McDonald, take a look. They do kind of mention how they can get involved too. So outside of those, you know, Ronald McDonald, I think there's been several, different, like you said, there's tons of, I just learned about Spark, and I know it's been in the community for a while, but through some networking, that is for underprivileged kids, I guess, and learning how to develop, you know, skills to get jobs or whatnot. And I was like, this is phenomenal, because I want people to be able to say, how do I get involved, or how could I take a measure to help participate, whether it be, you know, funds or actually, you know, showing up to help. And so I think that piece, like you said, it helps build community and just continue to educate as well.
Yeah, it adds to, this is obviously about the Southwest Hills neighborhood and the North Gillam neighborhood, but really that piece adds to the community as a whole,
yes,
in general, which I think is super great. I mean, I feel like our goal and kind of what we've set for the intention of our podcast this year of like having more local business owners come on and, you know, hopefully getting these like not-for-profit people to come on and stuff, I feel like it very much aligns with what we're our kind of our purpose here. Like, obviously we're still going to be educating people on like real estate and stuff like that, but really set our intention this year of, again, giving these places a platform to get their information out there and just add to all of it.
And speaking of that, then, so where can people find information on Stroll, because you probably have like socials or other things where people can get connected and either volunteer or help or, you know, be involved. How would they find that?
Yes, we are on Instagram and on Facebook. It is Stroll Southwest Hills and Stroll North Gillam, both named that on both platforms. And then you could always, of course, contact me directly. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, Sabrina Haskett.
Wonderful.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And I'm excited to just connect with you more. You've got, I mean, the magazine's beautiful. She has two copies here and they're beautiful. So this is just a random question, but the pictures, like, do the families, the cover photos, do they have those taken by like a Stroll photographer, or do they submit those, or what, how do they do those?
Essentially,
these look very professional.
Yes, yeah, very professional. Beautiful. We have we're partnered with a couple photographers, and, you know, for myself, I lived in North Gillam, and I do family photos all the time with different photographers, and we just submit them. So, you know, a family could choose to reach out to a photographer that's within the magazine, but also if they have their own, they can submit any photos of themselves. And, you know, sometimes it's their families, they went traveling, really whatever they'd like to submit.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, it was wonderful having you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah, good. It's been a little chaotic to start with, but that's okay. You guys got to connect when I was very late. But anyways, we will catch everybody else in the next one.
Absolutely. Have a great month.
Yes. Hey, you're getting it.
I'm getting it.
You're not
better.
Saying next week.